Hello, everyone, and welcome to the fourth episode of the Secular Foxhole Podcast. Today is just going to be a short episode of I wanted to do some quote-unquote house cleaning and maybe an update or two. I want to give reasons for the name, the Secular Foxhole, which I did on my blog, but I haven't discussed it on the podcast itself. So the Secular Foxhole was a name that I came up with. I was actually that name and another name back in 2004 when I started blogging. I wanted to convey the fact that although I wasn't at war, I was in a foxhole, which is to me at the time and still is a place of safety, if you will, where I'm looking out at the world through binoculars and searching for like-minded people. If you'll notice on the blog, underneath the title of the Secular Foxhole, I have the words reason, science, liberty, and capitalism. Those are the values that I hold, or that Martin and I hold, since he is my co-host as well. And we want to explore those values and topics with ourselves and with guests in the future. What I'll call the insignia for the show, which I really like, although there's the in the binoculars you'll see symbols, and the in the left lens, if you will, if you're looking at the picture, you'll see a symbol for science, which is a triangle with a curved line over it. And then in the center, you'll see the dollar sign. And in the right lens, you'll see the Statue of Liberty. Now, I have to say that in my internet search for the symbol of science, I came upon this website that was featured hundreds and hundreds of symbols. And this particular one, which came up for science, I had never seen before, and it really didn't give an explanation as to why it was the symbol for science. So, but I took it and ran with it. So we in the future might upgrade or update the insignia the artwork to include a different symbol for science. Simply because that did not even provide a definition or an explanation of why that particular person put that out there as the symbol for science. So that was a gaffe on my. Go ahead.
But that's interesting, Blair, because maybe some listeners out there have a background over history and the explanation. And also, we want that the listeners should, when we watch this symbol, the logotype, the artwork, that they are really are the ones that also holding the binoculars, that we are doing this also for, of course, as we said, for ourselves and for spreading the good word and better ideas and for the listeners. So they could feel that they are in the foxhole also and be guided in this way. So when we were talking about the podcast, I said, and I have that like an emoji or emojicon, like a symbol on my Twitter and on Facebook and other places. I have the atom or atomic symbol, the purple one with, how do you say? It looks like, it is the atomic symbol. So it's the atoms that are going in, not circles, but in certain patterns. And together it forms this atomic symbol that is for nuclear power and other things, but also that atheist, because these emojis are in the same group as religious symbols, like the cross and others. That's why I picked that one. But it was interesting when we talked about that we want to really find a symbol for science, not to be atheist, that you are in not the presence of God, the other way around, there is no God. Mm. But that's in a way a negative standpoint.
Right.
It's better to come up with the science, the positive. But we start with science.
Right.
And then you could, for example, prove, even if you don't have to prove, that there is no God. Because it's the religious people that have to prove, onus of proof, that there is a so-called overnatural, or how do you say it? But I think that atomic symbol we maybe have in other contexts and when we talk about it. But I thought it was good that we've put something unique. But then it's, of course, up to us to explain it. So that's why we are doing it right now. So please continue.
That's correct. There. That's correct. Sure. Well, the other symbols, one we omitted, of course, which will also hopefully be corrected in a future iteration of the artwork. I wanted to put a light bulb to signify reason. I think that's pretty self-explanatory. And the dollar sign, what I'm going to say next will probably be conceived as controversial, but be that as it may. The dollar sign to me is the most moral symbol in humanity. As compared to, let's say, the cross. It symbolizes man's freedom to think and trade with other men and exchanging value for value. And that follows then that the Statue of Liberty would be the political expression of the capitalist system. So those four values are integrated into life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, if you will. I would say that Martin agrees with that.
Yeah, and we could do some, we want to have this short and sweet, but we could have a bit talk around it, because we take not for granted, we have learned these symbols, what they mean, the reason behind them, and the context, and the concept. But when, for example, if you have a dollar sign, like I have... like a dollar pin for my tie, I have cufflinks and others. But often, if you see, it's not so common that the individual wearing these symbols, except for, to joke a bit, because it's not my cup of tea when it comes to music, to rap music or something like that. You see hip-hop rappers have bling-bling big symbols with dollar signs. But that's another thing. But so that's how, as you said, it's important to say that we are doing it for the moral thing. And I linked to how did this dollar sign come up with it? Is it the US and others? And you could go back and read that, because Rand got the question, and you, as you said, explained that she maybe thought then that it came from the United States symbol, but she. It was not, I mean, to find exactly the source for it. But as you said, it is a very effective way to show what you're standing for. But then it is as the same. For example, when I see a cross, I see the sacrificing, I see all kind of things. And for a religious and a Christian person, they see something else, or they don't really know what it's standing for. And the same thing with dollar signs. So you have to maybe explain it. So that's why we have this episode. And we, of course, are open to get the feedback on this also. But we are standing for these principles. And also the Statue of Liberty. It's funny that it was the French that gave it as a present to the new country, United States of America. And then the Americans had to pay it in a way. So it also in today's what's going on right now with people who wants to build walls around America and other things like that. It's important to understand the Statue of Liberty. And it's also the shining beacon. Because the full name of the Statue of Liberty is something with the shining force also. And the, how do you call it, what she's holding in her hand?
Well, the Torch of Liberty.
The Torch of Liberty. So that's important. So the torch will not... that it will still keep burning.
Yes, that is our fervent hope. Those are all good points, Martin. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, this episode, again, I'll reiterate that those four values symbolize what we hope this show will convey, whether it's just Martin and I or we have guests in the foxhole, so to speak. Yeah. And I do want to make one correction on an earlier episode. I was struggling to find the right word when we were talking about freedom of religion. Mm-hmm. And I made the comment that I wish the founders had used a different term, struggled over the word conscience. But then I thought about, freedom of thought would be even a more fundamental, better way to describe it. So instead of freedom of religion, so it's more, I think freedom of thought is more fundamental. Even that includes freedom of religion, in other words. Yep. But go ahead.
And that's good, because we learn from people who are listening to us, and also about from the guests, and so, yes, so that's all true. Good. And also we will do to joke a bit name dropping. A person that's very big in podcasting is Joe Rogan. So he calls himself a free thinker, I think, and we have described us generally in broad sense that we are free thinkers. But what's exactly what a free thinker is, that's probably an episode that we could talk about in the future. So, yes. So it's interesting to see, because I know that all kind of people could use that term, but it could be also for search engines and for others and people who search for a podcast. I think it could be appealing in a way, but then it's up to us to explain what it's standing for. But again, we are, to reiterate, that we are for positive things. We are for reason, for freedom, for this kind of thing. For the laissez-faire capitalism. And now you have to say laissez-faire capitalism. Like I don't pronounce it probably in the right way, in the French way, but instead of capitalist, because that have got this, people have this opinion. Negative. And that's the thing. They don't understand the real concept, but for the real free market is laissez-faire. Let it be, as they said.
Not the semi-free
or mixed or regulated or crony, as some people are calling some thing. But that's also that you are mixing the cards, and that's the hard thing to then have a discussion at all.
A great point, Martin. Because today, I don't think I would say a handful of Americans understand that we do not live in a capitalist society, even though capitalism is blamed for every type of government distortion and collapse and disaster that occurs. The unspeakably massive amount of regulation is actually at fault for the distortions in the market. And that would be, we'll have to have an economist or two on that, an honest economist, that is, or two, to come to the foxhole and reiterate that message to our audience.
Yep, and hopefully we will have that probably as a guest in the future. You never know.
Yes. You never know.
So that's good to hear, and we look forward to the listeners, to the comments, the thoughts, because this is to get new ideas and to chew ideas, also to think about them,
right?
So, because we have you and I have talked about that several times, and we will have an episode of that also. How could you come up to become religious? We are wondering about that, and how do you? So we'll come back to that. And we have another thing as an ending. When you end an episode, you often have music. A jingle. What's your thoughts on that, Blair?
Well, I want music for the show, of course. I've been thinking about you. You'd mentioned this gentleman who could do a jingle for us, and I'm 100% for
Johnson.
That. But as far as the type of music, I like electronic music, or what used to be called New Age, which I never liked that term for it. The music of Mike Oldfield and or Tangerine Dream. So that type of ethereal, if you will, music, I think would be appropriate. But, we'll see what Jim comes up with, and I'll take it from there.
Yeah, so that sounds good, and we will talk more about that, the importance to have a jingle for your life, you could say also. What kind of thing would you get? Because we'll see how much we will talk about art and music and other things like that. But in our philosophy, it's an important role also. And there we could get that expression that maybe some others that are interested in fundamental ideas. For example, I'm not a churchgoer, but if you enter a church and listen to beautiful music, then you could get this experience.
Right, experience or feeling, yes.
Yeah, so we'll see.
I like that. That's a good way to put it, Martin. And I lost my train of thought, but
that's okay.
For our listeners, I want to recommend two individual songs that will fit with the tenor of our show. And I'm not sure if you're familiar with either one of these, Martin, but one is called Dear God by the British band XTC. Mm-hmm. It's let's just say it's less than complimentary, and it's off their Skylarking CD. And the other song is called Capitalism by an American band called Oingo Boingo. This was back in the 80s, and this song appears on their CD Only a Lad. And it's a pro-capitalist song that is so apropos and for today's to describe today's rioters, if you will. So those two songs I would recommend to our listeners to check out on their MP3 player. Hopefully they can give us some feedback on those two songs as well.
Yeah, and that's great. And then you give me the opportunity to have an ending note here about music. So we'll not include the music in the podcast because we are for property rights of the artists. So
in the podcast, right.
You're not allowed to put that in. If you have a radio show and or DJ or music station, you could have that. And that's also a thing that you could probably find music out there that we could add as a jingle. But there ain't no such thing as a free lunch, as the author said. And we want to have something that is unique for us. And then we have a creator and an artist, Jim Johnson of J-Tunes Production, that could create that. And we happily to pay for that and something that we could use for ourselves, for our show. That's a good note. And thanks for the musical tip here. I will definitely check out them out in my Apple Music, the service that I pay as a subscription. And then they pay good money to the artists.
I'm glad to hear it. All right, Martin, I think that wraps it up for me. I wanted to just mention those few things. And
Thanks,
again, Ben. In future episodes. Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. In future episodes, we will elaborate on each of these values with ourselves and with our guests. And so you have a great, great day, Martin, and we'll talk again soon.
You too, Blair, and thanks for listening. Cheers.
Yep. Bye-bye.